local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
One day closer to the weekend, a good Thursday afternoon to you. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Text line is 850-437-1620. If you have traffic tips, 850-262-6111 is the phone number, and we will get rolling right away here with our top three stories as we give you a full rundown of everything you need to know happening today, November 9th, 2023. The latest from Israel is that Israel will allow daily four-hour pauses in the fighting in Gaza against Hamas. The White House says the pauses will allow people in northern Gaza to head south towards Egypt. Two humanitarian corridors will also be established in the Gaza Strip. President Biden says there's no chance of a full ceasefire at this time, and he's optimistic in the effort to free the hostages held by Hamas. Pentagon officials say today American troops have been hit four times since the U.S. conducted an airstrike in Syria. Yesterday, F-15s conducted an airstrike on a weapons facility used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and affiliated groups. The following day, the Pentagon reported at least four new attacks by Iranian-backed groups on U.S. bases in the Middle East. Officials say the U.S. is conducting proportionate responses while trying not to escalate the conflict. And finally, might there be a shift in power in the Senate? Well, that's the early sentiment with the news today that Democratic Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia announced he is not running for re-election.
After months of deliberation and long conversation with my family, I believe in my heart of hearts that I have accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia.
And the West Virginia made the announcement in a video on social media today. The current frontrunner to replace him is Republican Governor Jim Justice. That means now there's a possibility that Senate Republicans and Democrats would have an even power split. Those are our top three stories. We say hello to Austin for the first time this afternoon. Austin, how are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Austin will get us caught up on the roads and our weather.
Thank you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're seeing a lot of congestion on Pine Forest Road because we've got some accidents being reported there. If you're heading northbound coming off of I-10, or if you're heading southbound on Pine Forest Road, you may experience a serious backup there for the meantime. We're also seeing some congestion on Brent Lane heading westbound towards the intersection with North Davis Highway. As for Pace and Milton in Santa Rosa County, we've got the usual congestion this evening, traffic building up on Caroline Street heading westbound if you're trying to come over Blackwater River.
Also an accident on Davis Highway just before Copter Road as you're heading towards 9 Mile, seeing some slowdowns there in the northbound lanes. Mm-hmm. Also I-10, now, I'm not sure if there is an accident, but it kind of looks like one may have just occurred, seeing some slowdowns in the westbound lanes between Pine Forest and Highway 29, so we'll keep our eye on that here as the hour progresses. Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum over at Channel 3 has the latest on the weather.
Clouds have been moving in, and it will be cloudy right on through this weekend. In fact, we've got a chance for rain, finally. Might see a few showers around the area. It's not a guarantee, but we're running about a 40 to maybe 50% chance for rain. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. High temperatures will be in the 70s with overnight lows mainly in the 60s, and some patchy fog during the late night and morning hours is possible. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now, 74, partly cloudy, overnight low 66 tonight. Alan, of course, mentioned those weather, those rain chances at around 40 to 50% chance tomorrow through the weekend as well. I'll also say that there's a cold front along with these rain chances that are going to push the temperatures down mid-70s Saturday, then around 72 on Sunday. Not quite as cool as we were seeing yesterday, but a little bit cooler there for the weekend as well. 417, taking a look at our local headlines today. A Pensacola man is being held on no bond in connection to the deadly shooting of his roommate. That happened yesterday evening at around 5:30 at a home on Takewood Circle. A 53-year-old Martin Cardenas is now charged with second-degree murder, and according to his arrest report, Cardenas and his roommate were arguing at dinner when he left the room, walked into a nearby office. The victim followed him and stood in the doorway. Cardenas allegedly shot him then. Investigators say the victim then went to the kitchen. Cardenas followed him there and shot him several more times. Cardenas was outside the home waiting for deputies to arrive. Today, the Scambia County initiative to train young people for work in the trade starts today. It's called the Block by Block Youth Construction Symposium, happening at the Brownsville Community Center. It includes 6 weeks of free training for young people, the first program focusing on carpentry.
Then our next program will maybe plumbing, or maybe electrical, it may be masonry or something like that. But we're going to keep pushing through the program with the goal of when they get out and complete the program, they'll be able to go out and get a job.
That's County Administrator Wes Moreno. He says in addition to training, people that attend will get paid work experience and a certificate when they complete the program. It's being done in partnership with Pensacola State College. Investigation is continuing into what exactly caused a police canine officer to die on duty on Saturday. Pensacola police spokesman Mike Wood tells us that all they know so far is Sino had a medical emergency while on duty.
You know, we've heard of the canines being left in vehicles and things like that throughout the country. That's not the case here at all. You know, this is something that was a freak accident, and they're looking into it. And all we know right now is that it was a medical emergency.
And Sino had just joined the department in February. Several Veterans Day events happening around the area this weekend here in Pensacola. A parade on Main Street Saturday morning. That'll start at 10, go from Spring and Main, eventually ending up at the Veterans Memorial Park, where a ceremony will start at 11. Over in Milton, there is a parade Saturday morning, too. That starts at 9:30 and goes from Milton High School to Veterans Memorial Plaza. Ceremony happening there at 11. A Veterans Remembrance Dinner in Gulf Breeze Saturday night at 4 at St. Sylvester Catholic Church. 4:20 is the time now. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Joe and Austin with you on a Thursday. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The 38th annual Frank Brown International Songwriters Festival is Thursday through the 19th in venues all along the Florida-Alabama Gulf Coast. Hear the writers' songs from seasoned and aspiring songwriters from all over the world. See frankbrownsongwriters.com. The National Parks Fee-Free Day is Saturday. Find out more at nps.gov. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
And if the elevator tries to break you down, I'm crazy. Punch a higher floor.
It is Thursday. Hope you're having a good work week. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now, getting you caught up to speed on everything happening in your world today. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Right before state and national headlines, we'll get another update on the roads and weather. Here's meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cloudy skies are taking over, and it will be mostly cloudy right on through the weekend and for Veterans Day as well. Also, there's a rain chance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's about 40 to maybe 50%. Nothing real extreme, but definitely a chance a few showers will pass through the area over the next several days. Highs in the 70s, lows in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and a couple trouble spots here on the roadways that we're monitoring. Pretty much that triangle, West 9 Mile, I-10 between 9 Mile and Pine Forest, and then Pine Forest Road. Looks like a couple of accidents there. One on I-10 in between Pine Forest and 9 Mile, seeing slowdowns in both directions there. Also an accident on Pine Forest Road. Not sure, and honestly, I couldn't tell you if it's that north or southbound side, because both sides is, you know, is pretty common each day. Both directions there are very slow moving. Also, Davis Highway right before Copter, an accident, seeing some slowdowns in the northbound lanes. Also heavy on 9 Mile westbound right before you get to Jernigan. That's popping up now, and that looks to be about it. Over Milton, we have slowdowns westbound 90 coming across the Blackwater River into downtown Milton. Austin, am I missing anything there?
Not from what I'm seeing. We did just get a call, but when I went to pick it up, no one was there. So if we're missing something, we'll just have to find out about it the hard way.
All righty, very good. 426 now. It is 74 degrees. And partly cloudy skies. Again, 40% chance of rain coming into the forecast tomorrow over the next several days. Statewide notes today, the parents of the Parkland massacre victims are behind what is being called a first-of-its-kind human rights lawsuit.
It's time for us to go and find someone that won't ignore us. I think this is an extreme measure after looking at all these extreme tragedies.
That is Manuel Oliver and his family have filed a human rights violation lawsuit against the U.S. government, claiming their son Joaquin's right to life was violated by U.S. gun policies that allowed the Stoneman Douglas killer to obtain a military-style assault rifle.
And technical issues caused many rides at Universal Studios to be closed today. Park officials didn't specify what the issues were, but they did confirm that a portion of the park was closed.
The family of Maya Kowalski is getting more than $200 million In their lawsuit against a Tampa Bay hospital, the Sarasota County family, who was at the center of a Netflix documentary, accused Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital of falsely imprisoning Maya back in 2016. Her mother took her own life several months after the incident.
And two Hillsborough County deputies are hospitalized with serious injuries after they were run over on duty. The deputies responded to a call about a man acting irrationally. The 28-year-old suspect initially left in his car, but then returned at high speed and ran over to deputies, then was arrested, of course. The sheriff called it an ambush, saying that Ralph Boozy had previously threatened to kill a deputy after an arrest in 2017.
National stories. The co-captain of the riverboat in Alabama is now facing a charge connected to the brawl that garnered national attention back in August. Videos of the fight at the Montgomery Riverfront went viral after Damian Pickett was attacked while trying to have a pontoon boat removed from the riverboat space. Court records show that Pickett was charged with third-degree assault last week.
And trial begins today for the man accused of attacking the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco. Jurors could learn if she'll take the stand when both sides give opening statements. Paul Pelosi is likely to testify about how he was woken up by a man breaking into their house last year and struck with a hammer.
Deja vu all over again in Washington as we're just about a week away from a potential government shutdown.
The extreme MAGA Republican agenda is all about defaulting on America's debt, crashing the economy.
That's Hakeem Jeffries, House Minority Leader. One of Kevin McCarthy's final acts as Speaker was to pass a short-term spending bill through November 17th. Now, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on House Speaker Mike Johnson to avoid hard-right poison pills that have no support from Democrats.
And prosecutors have rested their case in the civil fraud trial of Donald Trump. Attorney General Letitia James says that Ivanka Trump personally benefited from her father Donald's inflated business values. Ivanka testified that she wasn't involved in putting financial statements together, but emails reveal her acknowledging them. Defense attorneys will present their case starting on Monday.
More than $150 million will be available to people who lost family members or were seriously injured during the Maui wildfire. The money in what is being called the Maui Recovery Fund will be available to qualifying survivors who are willing to release parties from any sort of liability in the fire. I'm not sure I like that stipulation. Governor Josh Green expects the initial payments to come between April and June of next year.
And Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing a resolution that calls for impeaching the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Greene is accusing Alejandro Mayorkas of high crimes and misdemeanors related to the U.S. southern border. The House has two legislative days to vote on the resolution.
4:30 right now. Sports headlines are coming up next. Fox News Update followed by Your Money Now. Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. It's not being called a ceasefire, but Israelis have agreed to a daily pause in fighting for 4 hours. U.S. State Department has been pushing for the break in an effort to get food, water, other help to the Palestinian people. Spokesperson Vedant Patel.
Of course, we are going to continue to want to see more. We have not parsed our words about the dire humanitarian circumstances in Gaza.
The pause could also provide a safe passage window for Palestinians fleeing Gaza. Election offices around the country being told to stay vigilant as several reports of envelopes laced with fentanyl and other dangerous substances.
Now that there's been 4 envelopes received out in Washington State, and there's one headed this way towards Fulton County.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, the FBI and U.S. Post Office is investigating. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. As part of a push to attract younger customers, SiriusXM will soon launch a revamped app and a newly priced streaming plan. The satellite radio pioneer will launch the offerings on December 14th, first via streaming and later in car interfaces. The new plan will cost $9.99 a month. It's hoping the new app interface will make millennials and other younger folks, many of whom may currently use Spotify or Apple Music, want to try something new. Federal Reserve policymakers are encouraged by the slowing pace of inflation, but they're unsure whether they've done enough to keep the momentum going. That's according to Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, who told an International Monetary Fund audience today that more work may be needed in the battle against high prices. Inflation remains well above the central bank's 2% target. Thanks in part to those comments by Powell, stocks lost ground today. The S&P 500 losing 35 points. The Dow Industrials dropped 220. That's your money now.
Our generation didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose, rode in cars without seat belts, did things that are unthinkable today. But we're not invincible. These days we have doctor's appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. Fortunately, there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your healthcare into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. Learn more at teladochealth.com. That's T-E-L-A-D-O-C health.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because only the Sleep Number Climate 360 smart bed lets you each sleep up to 13 degrees cooler or warmer on either side, while you both sleep at your ideal level of firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting. And now our all-new next-gen smart beds have temperature benefits, so you sleep better night after night. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Even though Bears head coach Matt Eberflus confused us all when talking about the status of Justin Fields, his QB won't play tonight against the Panthers on Thursday Night Football. And that will leave Fields with only 7 games left to play in the season, and it's pretty clear with 2 great first-round picks looming that this will be Fields' final year in the Windy City. The former Ohio State QB will have trade value, and teams like the Falcons, Seahawks, Raiders, and even the Vikings should all show interest. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey sports fans, this is former professional referee Tim Donaghy. You've seen my feature film Inside Game and my docuseries Operation Flagrant Foul on Netflix. Tonight is confirmed. Atlanta-Orlando is huge, and I love this matchup. Free on the recorded message line. Call 1-800-847-7889 plus college hoop action. I love to go 3-0 free on the recorded message line. Call 1-800-847-7889. No hype, just winning information. Atlanta, Orlando is a monster. Call 1-800-847-7889. It starts right now, free on the recorded message line. Call me, Tim Donaghy, 800-847-7889. I love to sweep the board where the season is free. It starts right now, free on the recorded message line. Call 1-800-847-7889 or go to timdonaghysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released 2 hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
Wow. News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I work, he works hard. Every day of my life, I work till I ache my bones. At the end of the day, I take home my holiday.
Goes on, he's out.
Shout, he's right away. To the
is a good movie. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yep.
Freddie Mercury, love that. Queen, 437 here. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now here at News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in. Pretty busy on the roads right now. Right before we get our sports news today, we'll get caught up on the roads and our weather. Austin, what's the story?
Well, for starters, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the traffic, things are getting pretty hectic here, particularly on I-10 going both ways.
Yeah.
Just past Pine Forest Road, heading towards Nine Mile Road. Sorry, I had to take a quick look there. Yeah, traffic has gotten very backed up because we do have an accident being reported there. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, that itself is also dealing with some congestion as a crash has been reported there as well. Also, on North Davis Highway, previously we were seeing some congestion heading northbound. If you were trying to get onto I-10 just past Creighton Road, that is still there but has lessened some. And I'm also seeing some at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, which is pretty par for the course at this time of day.
I-10 in Santa Rosa County, just past Garcon Point Road, eastbound. There is some slowdowns there. Not seeing an accident pop up. That is likely the case there. So as you're approaching the Blackwater River Bridge, heads up, be prepared to slow down. But yeah, that pretty much covers it there. Taking a look at our weather forecast.
Clouds have been moving in, and it will be cloudy right on through this weekend. In fact, we've got a chance for rain, finally. Might see a few showers around the area. It's not a guarantee, but we're running about a 40 to maybe 50% chance for rain. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. High temperatures will be in the 70s with overnight lows mainly in the 60s, and some patchy fog during the late night and morning hours is possible. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now it is 74 degrees, partly cloudy, mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a low of 66 degrees. If you see anything out there, let us know. 850-437-1620 is the text line, and 850-262-6111 is the traffic line there. All right. Coming up tonight in the world of sports, we do have Thursday Night Football. Not much of a game tonight. The 2-7 Chicago Bears, wearing their orange uniforms and helmets, which I despise, taking on the 1-7 Carolina Panthers.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, so 7:15 on Amazon Prime. The Bears should win. They're at home. The Panthers just not very good. I think what's interesting about this matchup here, if you got fantasy things like that. DJ Moore, the Bears receiver, was traded from the Panthers in the trade that got the Panthers Bryce Young. So
yes,
that is something to keep our eye on. Maybe a little bit of a revenge game for DJ Moore tonight. Other than that, Justin Fields isn't playing, so we've got another week of Tyson Bagent going up against Bryce Young tonight. You gonna tune in at all for this?
I'm going to be looking more on the college side of things. Nothing against the Bears or Panthers, but especially with that QB battle there, that's going to be an ugly game. I'll take the Bears to win. Man, I'm going to say 21-17.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Not too high scoring.
Right. College football, speaking of that, so yep. We've got 11th-ranked Louisville taking on Virginia. That's at 6:30 on ESPN. Also, Southern Miss taking on Louisiana's Raging Cajuns at 6:30. On ESPNU. Those are the only games, right? Did I miss anything?
I am not aware if you missed anything. I don't believe so. Thursday night, that's
about
right.
I don't know if Wake
right.
Forest was playing it.
We got NC State on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But Louisville, they should win that one.
Yeah. They
soundly.
Should. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, they're the only threat in the ACC to Florida State right now.
A couple games on the NBA docket. The Hawks taking on the Magic in Mexico City. It's game one of an NBA TV doubleheader starts at 6 with the Bucks taking on the Pacers, and Hawks Magic will start at 8:30. Also, a museum dedicated to LeBron James is opening in his hometown of Akron this month. The James Family Foundation announced LeBron's home court will welcome its first visitors November 25th. Among the exhibits include recreations of his childhood apartment, as well as the high school basketball arena with the original rim and backboard. So pretty cool for the kids of Akron there.
Yeah.
Health, business, and science notes today. Mortgage rates are down in the biggest weekly drop since last year. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage went down to 7.5% this week, down from a quarter of a percentage point from the week before. Freddie Mac says it's the second straight week rates have gone down after rising for 7 weeks in a row.
And two Las Vegas hotel groups down, one to go to avoid a strike. The Culinary Workers and Bartenders Unions reached a deal with MGM Resorts International one day after reaching a similar deal with Caesars Entertainment. Negotiations are taking place today with Wynn Resorts and to avoid a strike that would start on Friday.
School vaccine exemptions for kindergartners are at their highest on record. According to the CDC, immunization programs for measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus, polio, and chickenpox shows that less children are getting them now than pre-pandemic. Vaccination coverage is at 93% this school year, down from 95%.
Well, that's unfortunate. A man was crushed to death by a robot arm, that's also unfortunate, that mistook him for a box of vegetables. Mm. It happened at a packing plant in South Korea. Officials say the robot grabbed the employee in his 40s and slammed his body against a conveyor belt. An investigation is now underway.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Walmart making a big change to accommodate customers with autism, PTSD, and other sensory disorders. Starting tomorrow, stores nationwide will have special sensory-friendly hours from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. each day. TVs will show a static image instead of videos. They'll also leave the music off and lower the lights. The company says, quote, "We hope our customers and associates will find the stores to be a little easier on the eyes and ears."
Oh, well, that's inclusive.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
I know a lot of people would kind of look at that and be like, wait, you're doing what? You're going to have static on the TVs?
Yeah.
But
I can't understand that because I'm not inflicted with any of those issues. So for me, it's whatever. But, you know, I'm sure.
It's an eyebrow raiser, but it's for a good cause.
Sure.
Researchers have discovered a black hole billions of light years from Earth. The findings, which were published Monday in the journal Nature Astronomy, says that the black hole formed 470 million years ago, which makes it the oldest black hole ever discovered. Researchers say it was born supermassive and is 10 times bigger than the black hole in our own Milky Way galaxy.
Also, Austin, if you're ever in Hong Kong, may I entice you with a new creation from Pizza Hut?
Oh, okay.
Pizza Hut is introducing a new pizza featuring snake meat.
Ooh, nice.
Besides shredded snake meat, it includes black mushrooms and dried ham. It's inspired by a traditional snake stew and is available for a limited time. Now, I'm sure there's people out there that are probably just heard that and said, oh, man, if you only knew how good snake meat really is. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, so you've never had snake meat?
I have not.
Me neither.
For me, it's like the same vein. You know, my good friends over at Radizio, right?
Yes.
The chicken hearts. Just the sound of it, I'm just not interested. It may be the best, most tasting delicacy ever. You say chicken hearts, I'm not interested. Same here. Snake meat, good.
There are some things that just, you can't get past knowing what it is. Like, I've had, duck heart before, I think, and I've had, escargot is a big one. Like, a lot of people, they can't eat that, you know, because they know what it is. I don't know. It's probably all right. I'm not going to go to Hong Kong to eat it, but I'm sure it's fine.
4:45, another check on the roads and weather here. Pretty busy here today.
Yeah.
I've got several accidents out there. Two slow spots on I-10, right?
Yes, just past Pine Forest Road. If you're heading down there towards West 9 Mile Road, it's getting pretty rough, as you said, Joe, going both ways. Especially if you're heading, if you're coming off of 9 Mile Road and you're heading more eastbound, it's really backed up there. And the same thing with Pine Forest Road itself. If you're coming off of I-10, trying to head north or southbound there, actually, you're going to experience some pretty serious congestion. And actually, the same can be said in Santa Rosa County and the Pace and Milton areas. We've got the typical congestion coming over Blackwater River on Caroline Street if you're heading westbound. But, Joe, you mentioned this as well. On I-10, heading westbound towards Blackwater River, it's pretty backed up as well.
Yes, that's true. Looking at the weather.
Cloudy skies are taking over, and it will be mostly cloudy right on through the weekend and for Veterans Day as well. Also, there's a rain chance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's about 40 to maybe 50%. Nothing real extreme, but definitely a chance a few showers will pass through the area over the next several days. Highs in the 70s, lows in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now we have 74 degrees, partly cloudy, 66 for the low tonight. 40% chance of rain, like you said, tomorrow. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a high of 77. Do have a cool front kind of pushing through after that. So seeing some lower highs for the weekend. Taking a look at some pop culture notes today. The Hollywood Actors Strike is officially over. The SAG-AFTRA union officially ended at 12:01 this morning after a deal was unanimously approved. The strike lasted 118 days, the longest actor strike in history here in the U.S.
And fights broke out outside the L.A. Museum of Tolerance last night. That's ironic.
Yeah.
Inside the museum, Wonder Woman actress Gal Gadot, however you say it, organized a screening of footage from Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel last night. Gadot served in the Israeli Defense Force and was joined alongside Hollywood executives and Israel's ambassador to the U.N. Video from last night shows that several people were pepper sprayed outside.
Austin, I know that you have to know whether Travis Kelce... what his plans are for the bye week. Well, I have good news to report to you.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
He will be in Argentina because that's where Taylor Swift is. She's starting three nights of shows in Buenos Aires. Mm. And Travis, of course, just getting off the plane in Germany, from Germany to the U.S., now heading to Argentina to see Taylor in concert for three nights.
Oh, how romantic is that? Oh, and... last night, I know that I had said this. Joe, who did you have winning Entertainer of the Year at the CMAs? Do you remember?
I didn't predict one.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I think it was you. I think you went with Lainey Wilson.
I did, and I'm happy to say that I was correct. Yeah. Lainey Wilson was the big winner at last night's CMAs. She won five awards, including Female Vocalist of the Year and the aforementioned Entertainer of the Year. She's the first female to win Entertainer of the Year since Taylor Swift. Mm. How fitting is that? In 2011.
Taking a look at some wacky stories today. A bank employee in Memphis was jailed after allegedly stealing money to buy his dream car. Joseph Herring was employed as an IT technician at the City of Memphis Employees Credit Union. A branch manager noticed $72,000 was missing from the vault back in August, and a bank audit determined Herring was the one in the branch at the time. Now, he claims the money was won at an area casino. By the way, the dream car, a 2024 Volvo S60.
Wow. So. There was a time when all of the cool cars had fuzzy dice hanging from the rearview mirror.
Remember those? Or
I don't remember them, but I know that is like a cliche, yes.
Uh-huh.
But then the fun police banned them because they obstructed the driver's view. Well, now the government wants you to stop putting rhinestones on the steering wheel. Apparently, there's a growing trend of people putting decorative emblem decals over the car logo in the center of the wheel. It's dangerous and could even be deadly. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that if the airbags were to deploy, those decorations could become shrapnel-like projectiles, which is very true.
It would not be good.
Yeah.
Also, a man was arrested for shooting fireworks at a helicopter.
Oh, my goodness.
This happened in Georgia last month. The guy lives near a 12-acre wedding venue, which includes a helicopter pad in the middle of a large pond. So it's common for weddings to end with a chopper whisking the newlyweds away to their honeymoon. The man has had beef with this wedding venue for 15 years, and he is very much known to the local policing community. It took things a little too far this time because when he shot the fireworks, the bride and groom were actually on board the helicopter at the time. Fortunately, it missed, and nobody was hurt. The man now charged with terroristic threats and acts.
What is wrong with people? How do you have beef with a wedding
venue? I ask that every single day. Well, my assumption would be is that he was there first.
Maybe.
The wedding venue came after, and he hates that helicopters are flying probably every single weekend, if not every other day or so, because bride and grooms are flying off to their home, their destination. So it probably is just really annoying for – That's my assumption based on...
That is the only 1% justifiable reason I can think of. I think
you're spot
on. I
wouldn't go with the fireworks. I would not launch a flammable projectile at a helicopter like you're on, Black Ops or something like that. 4:51, we will take our final break this hour. Good news and a teaser trailer out for a series that I'm actually pretty excited for. We'll talk about that next. It is Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked with Mike Wood of the PPD about the passing of K-9 Officer Sino, something that was very painful for the Pensacola Police Department this week. Also did a lot of recapping of the debate from last night. The five contenders, of course, not President Trump, who was not there at it, but, you know, very interesting comments, a very substantial debate. The beginning of every hour on the podcast page, basically, we talk about that. So find any of those interviews or the segments at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now, it's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.453 News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you here. Right before we get some good news and talking about that series coming out, we'll get our final check of the roads and weather this hour. Several issues on I-10 right now. We have the biggest one is just between Pine Forest and 9 Mile Road. Accident in the westbound lanes has traffic now slow down almost to Highway 29, but obviously a lot more stacked up as you get closer to that accident there. Also, eastbound lanes are slow moving backed up to 9 Mile Road. So if you are in that area, please be prepared to spend some more time there. Over in Santa Rosa County, some slowdowns. That's getting a little bit better now. Had an earlier accident just before the Blackwater River Bridge in that area there. Other issues that we're seeing, a little slow moving 98 eastbound through Oriole Beach. And looks like another kind of right by Navy Federal eastbound lanes. And that could just be kind of the after effect of that accident there on I-10, but very backed up past the Navy Federal campus as people are trying to merge onto I-10 eastbound. And that is causing big backups on 9 Mile Road. So I think a lot of people are opting for just to stay on 9 Mile. So we're seeing more heavier than usual traffic on 9 Mile Road as you're approaching Pine Forest. So kind of that triangle right there between 9 Mile, Pine Forest, and I-10, mm-hmm. Very slow moving and got to be careful out there. Anything else I'm missing?
No, I don't believe so, but I would like to take a moment to say what had happened there. So yesterday, I chose...
What happened? What are you talking about?
When we came in from break, I didn't have bumper music.
Oh, that's
selected.
Okay.
Yesterday,
were you going to pick Christmas music? Or?
Well, that's the thing. Yesterday, I accidentally chose a Christmas song. Today, I accidentally forgot to choose a song at all. So I'm having a rough couple days here, Joe. Forgive
me
for that.
It's okay.
But no, I'm looking here and I'm not seeing a ton of the congestion that you haven't already covered.
I would rather have no bumper music, and this is just me. I would rather have no bumper music on November 9th than Mary Did You Know.
Yeah.
And then also you not knowing who Mary was
I knew
that Mary Did You Know was a Christmas song.
I knew who Mary was. I know who Mary is. I did not know that Rascal Flatts did a Christmas song about her, though.
Yeah, but you didn't. But you said you didn't know that Mary. You had never heard of Mary. Did you know?
I had never heard of that song. Okay. I know who Mary, the mother of Jesus, is. I know the Virgin Mary, right? I know who she is.
Okay, very good.
Cloudy skies are taking over, and it will be mostly cloudy right on through the weekend and for Veterans Day as well. Also, there's a rain chance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's about 40 to maybe 50%. Nothing real extreme, but definitely a chance a few showers will pass through the area over the next several days. Highs in the 70s, lows in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Here right now, 74, partly cloudy. Overnight low is going to be around 66 tonight. All right, taking a look. Okay, so the teaser trailer is out today for a long-awaited series that's the brain trust of Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks. Anytime those two are involved, I'm usually you've got my interest there. They're actually the ones that did Band of Brothers, if you're familiar at all with that.
Yep.
So Masters of the Air is coming in January. Apple TV Plus released the first look at the miniseries starring Austin Butler and Callum Turner. They are soldiers running bombing raids over Nazi Germany as they deal with freezing conditions and lack of oxygen at 25,000 feet in the air. So how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I am someone who I think I've said on air before, I'm not a huge history buff, but even World War II, that even interests me. But not only that, Austin Butler, that guy, obviously he was in the Elvis movie.
Right.
But before that, he was like doing like teen shows, like Zoe 101 and stuff. And he made like an appearance on iCarly, I think.
Uh-huh.
It's like, so he did some of that stuff.
Kind of a meteoric rise now.
Yeah, and then he just out of nowhere, he's Elvis in that film, and now he's doing this with Spielberg and Tom Hanks. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's, I'm excited to see that there. Looking at some good news, I didn't really know where to put this win. I kind of could have put it in pop culture a number of spots here. I just thought it was very touching, and so why not here? A viola player named Caroline Buckman died in March of breast cancer at the age of 48. About a year before that, she had taken part in a recording session, but she had no idea what it was for. She and the other musicians involved knew that they were working for Paul McCartney, and he would show up, take pictures, and sign autographs, but nobody would say, hey, this is specifically what it's for. So it turns out they were recording music for the Beatles' last ever song, Now and Then.
Yeah.
Buckman was a huge Beatles fan. Her mother said she got a call earlier this month confirming that her daughter was a part of that song. The mother said she would have been delirious about it. It's sad, but I am very proud. So I thought it was very touching.
As you said, very bittersweet.
Yeah, for sure there. It's 4:59, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up, and we're back in about 10 minutes from now with another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.